561 Slide, American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Nicholas Bayard, John Buckley. Coming home from the fort and passing by Mr. Hutchins' house, I was asked to walk in by Mr. Hutchins, which I did. I saw some papers there which were called addresses, but I did not read any of them except the one to my Lord Cornbury. As I understand, it was a compliment and congratulation to him upon his arrival here. Mr. Hutchins asked me to sign it, but I refused because, being a lieutenant in the garrison, I was unwilling to do any such thing before any of my older officers had done it. I did not see Colonel Bayard, nor his name there. Francis Cherman. Coming a while ago to Mr. Hutchins' house and going upstairs, I saw certain papers there and some people. Mr. Hutchins asked me to sign those papers, telling me they were addresses to the King and my Lord Cornbury, and that they were for the good of the country and the English. I expected by it to be made free of the city, and therefore signed. I did not see Colonel Bayard there, nor do I remember the contents of the papers. One Button. Hearing by some of my fellow soldiers that there were some papers or addresses at Captain Hutchins, I was willing to go and see what they were. Upon coming to the house, I found five papers and signed them all five, but do not remember to whom they were directed. Captain Hutchins was there, but said nothing to me at all about the papers or signing them, nor can I remember whether they were on paper or parchment. I believe there were then about 30 names subscribed, but I saw neither Colonel Bayard nor his name there. Robert Crannell. Some time since I came to Mr. Hutchins, and there found five addresses. I read that to my Lord Cornbury, and some of the two others to the King and Parliament. In one of them was contained a complaint that the people of this province lay under more hardships than formerly, and that the Speaker of the Assembly of this province was an alien. I saw Colonel Bayard's name to that of my Lord Cornbury, but I am not acquainted with his handwriting. After I had read some part, and been told what the rest of the papers were, I signed them all five, but nobody desired or persuaded me to do it. Mr. Atwood, your evidence is not so full as when you gave your information on oath before the council. Crannell, but it is, and I know nothing more. One Griggs. I was desired by one Vauvel, a soldier in the garrison, to go to Mr. Hutchins' house and sign some papers. I was told, and believed, it was to make me free of the city. Thereupon, I went to Mr. Hutchins and there signed them, but did not see Colonel Bayard there. One Garnet. A great many of the soldiers of the garrison have signed, and they expect thereby to be made free of the city, many of them being tradesmen. One Fleming. Coming some time since to the house of Mr. Hutchins, I saw there some rolls opened with a great many names thereto, but did not see any other writing. To this I put my name, and also then put down two or three names for others.